hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get. And you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, and you're joining us live today from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network on this Monday, the 29th of October, 2007. And guess what today is? Anybody know? This is the day, a day that will live in infamy, October 29th, 1929. Stock market crash. Very good. Give that guy a Cupid doll. Today I've got with me Mr. Rob Bishop that will be joining me right after the first break here. And we're going to get down a bunch of different rabbit holes today, folks. So just hang on to your... grab your socks. We're going to be talking about several different things, but mainly, if I'm not mistaken, we're going to be talking about this this bill, this 1955. Now, the question is that I have is why did they choose 1955? Is there some kind of significance there? We'll have to find out. But at any rate, that's who we have on the program today, folks. And, of course, as always, we'll invite your calls at 800-313-9443. And in case you've been on another planet or out of country, away from the Internet, well, then you don't know about 1955. That's the draconian legislation. Well, they just want to basically shut everybody up. Now, if the hate crimes bill was not good enough, you know, now we're talking about thought crime. That's right. So we will give you all the lowdown on this as these next 2 hours unfold. And I've been real lucky. Today I've had on cash flow earlier today. I got a little noise going on here. Oh, let me shut the door. Okay. I had a gentleman on that is in town along with a friend of his, and we've been having very interesting conversations. At any rate, that doesn't mean a whole lot to you, but Truman Weatherly. Was my guest on cash flow earlier today, along with a very interesting gentleman that was with him. And not only that, not only do I get, I had this guy on the air and I had him in studio today, and Mr. Robbie Noel will be doing his program live out of the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network with his program Flipside with Mr. Noel, which, by the way, can be heard every Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Central. So, folks, there's a lot of stuff going on. We're going to get into a lot of stuff here in just a couple of minutes. So call your friends, crank up those recorders, and we're going to have at it today. And we're going to be talking about that draconian legislation, the thought police, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, they have arrived. Don't worry, though. It's George Orwell's vision. It's just about 23 years later. Of course, they never tell you the time. They just deliver the bad news. So we'll talk to Rob Bishop coming up here in just a couple of minutes on Republic Broadcasting Network. And we'll do that right after this.
Yeah. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR-1. That's 1-888-873-7971 today.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right, folks. I have Mr. Rob Bishop with me. Good afternoon, Rob. How you doing?
Hey, John. Thanks again for bringing me on.
Hey, not a problem, my friend. You and I had spoken just briefly last week, and I appreciate you coming on the program today. And our basic theme here is going to be talking about this H.R. 1955, but you've got some updated information about this as to who was behind it. And when I looked at this, Rob, I looked at who was being credited, I guess you could say, with... who brought this about? And the more that I read this, the more I didn't know who any of these people were. I only recognized one name. And I was kind of flabbergasted. And my first thought on this was, oh, these are the expendable politicians. Because generally speaking, when there's a big to-do, they use the major names. But as I look at this list, the big names are not present. Jane Harmon? Who's heard of Jane Harmon? Maybe the people out in California have, but I didn't.
She's a relatively heavy hitter, but yeah, looking at the rest of the group, in fact, Christopher Carney, who's like listed right at the top, he's only been in Congress a year, not even a year, as a matter of fact. He's from the district right next to mine. I know his family relatively well. Actually, I have a few contacts in his office, just relatively low-level aides that I did a little bit of snooping around And what he was told, or at least this is the official story of the office, that it was proposed as, here, this is how you're going to make your bones and show that you're strong on terror. If you notice, most of them are Democrats. You know, we have to show that we're strong on terror, and it was sold from Jay Harmon's office directly. It was written supposedly by Jane Harmon, but my gut feeling, and I express this to a point in the article, was that it was basically crafted by AIPAC and the other globalist organizations. I mean, she is the literal AIPAC princess, as it were.
Well, that doesn't surprise me, because when the Patriot Act came on scene, who did they tag with that one? Viet Dinh. You know, this little-known little Vietnamese guy that, well, now was a member of our great society, and, well, he was just a good guy. But I looked at this, and I said, yeah, like, Viet Dinh wrote this.
Right. Well, that was written years before. But, I mean, even, you know, one of the things, and I don't get into the 9/11 stuff too much because I think it's a controlled debate in many ways. It's a permanent stalemate.
Mm-hmm.
But the mainstream will even admit now that Mahmoud Ahmad, who was the head of the ISI, basically the Pakistani front of the CIA, that he was having breakfast in Washington, D.C. the morning of September 11th. With Congressman Bob Graham of Florida and Porter Goss, at the time a congressman from, I believe, Indiana. Porter Goss later went on to sponsor the Patriot Act in the House. He was the chief sponsor, and not long after that became the head of the CIA. Yeah, I mean, like you said, a lot of it is political positioning. A lot of it is, hey, if you do me this favor, I'll do you, you know, I'll scratch your back, so to speak. But this to me, you know, I was telling, I don't know if you heard me on Michael Herzog's show earlier today for just a little bit. When I first discovered this, and I had another friend of mine, Lee Rogers from RealGovernment.com. In fact, my article is up on there as well. I said to him, Lee, you want to take a look at this? He's a guy I really respect, another young patriot. Am I taking this out of context? Is this as bad as I think it is? Because I was kind of split. You know, is it just the Democrats, you know, one of those left versus right things? Hey, we're tough on terror. It's one of those paper lions. Or is this from the top, is this a direct shot across the bow of the Patriot movement, which is growing, especially on the back of Ron Paul, growing by leaps and bounds, and really the last line of defense. And the more I looked into it, and the more I looked into the history and the connections of Jane Harmon, the clearer it became to me that not only was this a direct shot at the Patriot movement, this was crafted from the highest levels. I mean, her husband is a longtime member of the CFR. He's on a whole litany of boards as far as national defense goes, military industrial complex. I mean, like I said, she is queen AIPAC. You know, it goes beyond an AIPAC princess.
Well, and if you look at the hate crime legislation, which a lot of people looked at that and said, oh, well, that just has to do with religion. And, well, you know, we're an equal opportunity society, and we'll follow the government guideline of you know, race, origin, sex, whatever, that matters not. And, well, what does it matter if preachers can't get out there in the corners and denounce homosexuality or whatever? What's the big deal? Who cares about that? That's an accepted part of society now, that tolerance. And it all sounds fine and dandy. And then I was waiting for the other shoe to drop, and it fell the other day. But what really is amazing to me about this is I learned about this last week, as well as a lot of other people, but the groundwork was laid for this thing back in September.
Oh, even further back than that. I actually go back to, ironically, April 19th, which is Patriots Day. You know, that's still celebrated up in the Northeast, you know, Lexington and Concord. I don't know if that was intentional, basically, and yet again another middle finger to the Patriot movement, or just, you know, happenstance.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I mean, I was introduced back in fact, I'll pull it right up for you. I have the documentation right in front of me. Yeah, introduced April 19th of 2007. It was debated on August 1st, which they amended the rules, didn't even have a debate. It went right into vote on October 23rd. No debate, basically like the Patriot Act.
Right.
They get in there, they put it in front of them. Here, you have 15 minutes to vote. You know, 404 members of Congress vote on it, and it's on its way to – in fact, it's already in Senate. It's S-1959. It's already introduced on back in August 2nd, it's in committee as of October 15th of 2007.
And I hope everybody out there today, and if you don't have the numbers, I'm going to give them to you right now to call your favorite Congress critter, and there's only 100 of them. So take a couple of days, folks. It's not going to cost you a dime. It's going to cost you a little bit of time. And here's the toll-free numbers, And now some would argue, Rob, that this makes no difference. Well, there's been many things that have at least been pushed back temporarily by calling our Congress critters. And in this particular case, they've already rolled. So we only have to deal with 100 senators, which is a heck of a lot easier to deal with than 435 Congress critters. Here's the toll-free numbers. These are the 800 numbers, and I'm going to give you one that's an 877 number. And, folks, if you do not call on this and you do not let them know how you feel about this, and we will ask you to be polite. Don't give them the reason why they've got to pass this. In other words, don't call them up and say, hey, you know, if you vote yay on this, we're going to string you up. That's going to be
right.
The exact reason why they will pass it. Here's the toll-free numbers, 800 numbers, 828-0498, 614-2803. And then here's the 877 number, 851-6437. And I'm going to give you those again. And please write these down. And, folks, if you don't know the reason why you're making this call, just do it because I'm asking you to. It is that important. 800s are as follows, 828-0498, 614-2803, and then the 877 number, 851-6437. And, Rob, I'm glad that you mentioned what you mentioned earlier, because of late I've had an epiphany. I've had the proverbial bolt out of the blue.
Right.
A lot of people will call it different things, but I am in agreement with you that I think this 9/11 thing, and you noticed how this thing got fired back up. And Martin Sheen, Charlie Sheen's daddy, which is known to be a political activist, well, he's questioning the official 9/11 story, and George Carlin is questioning the reality of the 9/11 story. And all that is fine and dandy, because even our founders said, you know, you better question authority, you better ask questions. But as I look at the game board, the end game scenario, if you will, I'm looking at the global order and their shtick inside the United States and the boys that are taking care of that, like George Bush, King George II, our own Rick Perry down here in Central Texas, Mr. Super Slab himself. I look at the North American Union. That is the counterpart to the European Union that they're trying desperately to get together and push through. So I'm seeing the globalists and their new world order and through their North American Union. I'm looking at, and this could be another wag the dog scenario in the Middle East right now, but this could possibly turn into World War III. And then I'm looking at the eventual crash of this economy here inside this country. And as I said at the top of the program, congratulations, today's October 29th. And back in 1929, we saw what happened then. And it's going to happen again, folks. But in
all
there,
engineered, by the way.
Pardon?
All engineered, by the way, in 29.
All engineered. So I look at this game board, Rob, and I'm asking the question, what is going to hurt the globalists the most? Is it going to be carrying on the endless debate here? Now, I don't want to deride people that have been involved in the 9/11 issue, because you've all done a fantastic job. There's what? Minimally, they're admitting this now on television, that 12% of the population either think that it was at the hands of the government, meaning our government, or if they weren't directly connected in the inside job, they allowed it to happen so they could wage their war and clamp down and create their police state even further than what they've done. But, Rob, I look at this. Now, 50 years from now, are we still going to be debating like we are the JFK assassination? Are we going to
Go ahead. You know, stop me if I go too far, because I really don't have too many bridges to burn with the Goldbug Communications Network. But I could care less if an actor comes. I mean, that's great. Hey, you're going to come out on 9/11. That's great. Why don't you come out in the Federal Reserve? Why don't you come out in the NAU? I mean, you know, I've never spoken to Charlie Sheen. I know people that have. Mm-hmm. He seems like a guy that knows what's going on. A lot of these other people that just come out on 9/11, they're just leftists that hate George Bush. And hell, that's great. I can get behind that. But January 21st, 2000, or actually January 9th, I think it is 2009, when, unless we can get a Ron Paul, and if it's a Hillary Clinton that gets in office, these people are going to go right back to sleep, and then the other crowd comes in. It just switches roles. They're not real patriots.
All right, hang on a second, Rob. We got to take this break. You can hear that music, or at least I think I can. We'll take the break. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The bed fan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Meetings during the breaks. Rob, this is an important point because are people going to be dumb enough to keep on with the 9/11 thing?
Well, I tell you what, you know, I try to get into as many debates as I could because I usually have a strong opinion. I'm not afraid to back it up, and I usually know enough to have that debate. I get into more vicious debates with truthers, hardcore, you know, just straight line truthers who really don't care what else is going on. They just have that straight tunnel vision on 9/11.
Sure.
Than I do with neocons and liberals. It's pretty amazing. And it's nothing against them. I mean, their heart's in the right place and they're working very hard at it, as you said. But the fact is, there's no evidence. 21 tons of steel, World Trade Center steel, is floating around as the stem and stern of the USS New York. Your evidence is gone. I mean, we've gone over the same facts over and over again. Yes, you know, there's a lot of questions, but even if we had a new investigation, first of all, who would you put on that panel? if you say, well, Alex Jones and Stephen Jones and all these people, well, that's just as biased as having Philip Zelikow run it, who was basically an extension of the Bush administration. How is that any better? Again, it's a permanent stalemate. Why do you think the mainstream media is covering 9/11 truth, but they're never touching the Federal Reserve? I mean, even beyond the fact the Federal Reserve is private and corrupt and an arm of the European banks, the fact is the Federal Reserve failed at its mission. It's not controlling inflation at all, and it's sinking the dollar. They don't touch that. They don't touch the reality, with the exception of maybe Lou Dobbs, who doesn't look at the big picture regarding the NAU. They don't touch North American Union. They don't touch any of these things, the militarization of the police. None of it. None of it gets touched. Yet they'll keep talking about 9/11. They'll show up the Bill Maher clip over and over.
And it makes for great theater. I mean, and to a lot of people, it's like, oh, well, Bill Maher's pissed off, and, you know, he physically helped throw some people out. Well, you know, the LAPD showed up and goes, well, what do you want us to do with these guys? You know, I'm not going to charge them with anything. Well, what are you people doing? Okay, you don't want them in your theater? Okay, they're out. Now what?
Right.
But I'm in agreement with you, because on the issue of the Federal Reserve or the IRS, there's a paper trail from here to Kalamazoo that there is no debate about this. The Constitution says about coinage of money and the control, and no, that should be in Congress's hands. It shouldn't be turned over to a private entity. You know, this is the stuff that we can prove. And the thing that bothers me, and you said it, all the evidence has been absconded with. For people that are waiting for another congressional committee to convene to look over the information they might have missed on the 9/11 report, don't hold your breath, because you're going to be a blue boy.
Right. And one thing that kind of gets on my nerves, I mean, and again, not to take a shot at Alex Jones and start that whole thing up, because
please don't, because he does a great job. I've often said about Alex, you know, I'd much rather see this guy on 100 radio stations out there.
Oh, absolutely. But again, today, I mean, there was so much coming out. Seymour Hersh, what does he write for? I think it was the New York Times or the New Yorker, as a matter of fact. He came out and said that he has proof that the U.S. and Israel are supporting the PKK. You know, in northern Iraq, the Kurdish group that's causing all the strife, and it's leading to a larger conflict. Again, it's all about northern Israel. And I'm not one of those guys that, you know, thinks there's a boogie Jew behind every closet.
Right.
But let's call a spade here. You know, that's part of the agenda. He didn't mention that once. I mean, there's all this coming out. What was the entire show based on? And I'm seeing this with all the different shows now, for the most part. It's based around this, like you said, theatrics, and, oh, this guy came out on 9/11 Truth, or, you know, we took a video camera and, you know, embarrassed some guy whose last name is Rothschild. Well, that's great, and it's entertaining, but, as a, you know, the proverbial gun is pointed at our head. You know, we have to go into red zone mode now and really get our crap straight, you know, to put it out in the line.
Yeah.
Again, even H.R. 1955. Mike Chambers reported on it Wednesday night after Lee and I broke it, but only because we reported on his radio network, and he went on right afterward. If not, he probably wouldn't have known about it.
Yeah.
The other networks, I mean, I talked to Herzog because, you know, I talked to him pretty frequently, and I Skyped it to him. I said, hey, what do you think about this? He brought me on the following day, and we discussed it.
Right.
If not, it probably wouldn't even be out there, and I just happenstance to find it. You know, these are the kind of things that we should be spending our time on. If you're going to be dedicated and live the truther lifestyle, bring out the truth about what's going on in Washington and how it's affecting us right now. You know, we're going to wake up one day in a DHS camp. I mean, DHS already admits that they gave $387 million worth of contracts to Halliburton, KBR, and Halliburton subsidiary, still the same conglomerate, to build detention camps inside the United States. One day we're going to wake up in one of these DHS camps, and these kids are going to be still happy because, hey, I got my loose change DVD.
Yeah.
You know, I don't have any freedoms left, but, hey, at least I could debate and wear my black T-shirt. And that's, you know, it's just something, you know, it's one, like I always say, it's one thing to wake up. It's quite another to open your eyes. And I had that same experience myself. You know, being a young guy, I was 14 years old, John, when I started to realize what was going on because of, you know, old Mark Kornke tapes from, like, 92 and 93, which were, by that time, almost 10 years old, and they were still deadly accurate.
And don't forget, I was, how many years younger then as well?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But, I mean, all that kind of stuff, and I was just, I mean, I didn't even get into 9/11 stuff till I was researching this for a few years. So you take it with a lot more perspective than somebody who was completely asleep seeing a 9/11 documentary.
Right.
You know, it's sort of the bird that opens its eyes and sees its mother.
All right. We're going to invite your phone calls here, folks. I guess this is a polar question. And when I say polar, I don't mean to polarize. I mean, is this what we're talking about? Is this, in your opinion, correct or incorrect? We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
All right, we are back, and we've got calls, so let's roll some calls here. I don't like to keep callers waiting. Rick in Nevada, you're up first. Hello, Rick.
I don't know if you're aware of this, but a Grand Slam film by the name of Endgame came out just a few days ago.
You know, I haven't seen it.
Yeah. It's a super Grand Slam piece of work, masterful. The amount of information in that would just about take a lifetime to absorb thoroughly. And this young jackanapes kid on here yapping about Alex Jones not doing the right thing or not doing enough. What's he talking about? Where'd you get this guy?
I have no idea. I haven't seen the film.
Yeah.
Well, and what are you in regards to?
I'm talking about this kid on your show who's, you know, he's some know-it-all and comes out of nowhere, knows nothing.
Rick, slow down a second here. His name is Rob Bishop. okay, first of all, and you're talking to him. He's right on the line.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I have not seen the film.
Yeah.
Okay.
I recommend seeing the film and then shoot your mouth off.
Okay.
Well, actually, I seen it before it came out, and it's fantastic.
What do you think?
And if you want to say I don't know something, let's bring up a topic and we'll talk about it, and I'll school you on it if you want to get smart. I don't care.
Oh, I'm ready to do some schooling too, son.
Well, let's go for it then. But I thought Endgame was fantastic. It's by far the best he's done. I'm not taking shots at Alex. I'm just saying, you know, we've got to realize what kind of situation we're in. You can't be going around and saying 9/11, 24/7.
Alex doesn't realize. Alex doesn't realize.
Rick, you know, look, okay, I'm starting to get your point here, but you don't have to be so damn sarcastic about it because I'm not an anti-Alex Jones guy. I was the guy that first exposed him nationally on Republic Radio International. You know, I've been in support of this guy. And you know, people ask me, well, what about Alex Jones? Well, hell, I wished he was on 100 radio stations across the country. So this is not an Alex Jones bashing seminar.
No, not at all. Like I said, hell, I wouldn't know half as much as I do or be inspired as half as much as I was to do this kind of research if it wasn't for Alex Jones. It's anything but an Alex bashfest. I mean, it's just, like I said, it's my opinion, and I think John would back me up on this, that in the situation that we're in, again, with things like H.R. 1955, and that's just a cherry on top, coming out, we have to realize what the priorities are. It's not 9/11, 9/11, 9/11. Hey, you know, Judd Nelson came out on 9/11. Who cares? I mean, let's face it. Especially with an Alex Jones who has so much exposure across all these radio stations across the country, so much more than any. And even John is probably right behind him. But still, I mean, Alex Jones is on Coast to Coast AM Saturday and rock the place.
Yeah,
that's what we need out there.
Yeah,
we don't need all this kind of diversionary sidetracking stuff that's really not going to get us anywhere. I mean,
no,
what are we 6 years later? Where has 9/11 Truth gotten us? Honestly,
we're on the same path. We're just taking divergent paths.
Yeah. Well, as I said, this film is a good guide for people to get a handle on. Who's behind the 9/11 and who's behind the coming war on Iraq and the nuclear exchange that they apparently think they're going to survive. I'd like to know where their bunkers are.
All right. Well, Rick, I appreciate your call.
And, take care.
And I apologize if people are getting the wrong idea out there. This is not a bashing of Alex Jones. Rob, you mentioned Mark Kornke. Well, I happened to produce his second film after his original film. I made the thing.
What was that, American Peril Part 2, I think, Anna?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. And again, Alex Jones, that was actually the first Patriot radio show that I'd heard when you were back on GCN. I think it was still GCN at that point, or, yep, you know, shortly after it became that. Mm-hmm. You know, all Derry Brownfield, another one. That's not a bashing Alex Jones. I mean, he calls himself the godfather of the 9/11 truth movement.
And there you go.
So if you want to look at it that way. But again, Endgame, and here's something for you, Rick in Nevada. 9/11 isn't mentioned once in Endgame. They show the plane hitting the building. It's not mentioned once. I think Alex Jones and Aaron Dykes and the others that work there, they realize that you have to move beyond this now and hit the general topic. Because this is something that – if you sit somebody down who has no idea what's really going on, doesn't even follow politics, mainstream politics, and if you show them a loose change, a good majority of people, or at least a split down the middle, they're going to be turned off by 9/11 truth. It's just too much for them to handle, and they don't want that paradigm broken down. You show them Endgame, especially the majority of people realize how corrupt and how evil this government has become, and you say, okay, it's even worse than you thought, and here I'm going to explain how it got this way and where it's going, and I'm going to document it all. And it's 2 hours and 20 minutes of some of the best filmmaking, even beyond the topic, that I've ever seen. But no, again, hell, I respect the hell out of Alex Jones. I try to follow in his footsteps. He's a guy who was, what, 20 or 21 when he started on KJFK.
Yeah.
You know, and I've tried to model myself and some of the things that I'm doing even after Alex. So I hope that's not mistaken as that, you know.
A hell of a talent. Let's move on to Richard in Alabama. Hello, Richard.
Just a comment on the Federal Reserve and the IRS.
Mm-hmm.
Those are issues that the ordinary public doesn't have any patience with. They can understand murder. They can understand 9/11, but they can't understand the Federal Reserve and the IRS. It's beyond their attention span. And if you try to talk to people about that, 3/4 of them will just turn the knob and turn you off and listen to something else. And that doesn't mean that it isn't important.
It's important, but it's sort of like looking at a Picasso painting and just focusing in on the brown texture of one of the eyes.
Mm.
Okay? You could know that like the back of your hand, but unless you take a step back and realize it's just a small part of the overall painting, you're never going to understand what it's all about. And I see a lot of these people, again, you know, in my age bracket, and slightly older in many cases, that don't know what else is going on. That if you ask them about fractional reserve banking, they give you this dumb stare. And to me, you know, and that's why I like an RBN as compared to some of the other ones, you know, other networks, because they'll go into the financial stuff. You have to understand that the control starts with your wallet. You know, it doesn't start with the gun. It starts with the wallet. It's not that hard to understand. Fiat currency has always failed. Why? Because it's not backed with anything. Fractional reserve banking is always corrupt because it's owned by private bankers just trying to turn a buck on your country, on your nation's currency. That's not that hard to understand. Now, you're going to break down numbers and stuff. Yeah, that's a little bit more advanced. Hell, I barely understand that myself, and I'm trying to become more versed in finances. But again, we can't just say, okay, America's too stupid. We just have to let ourselves fall and hope that, you know, a 9/11 investigation is going to save us all.
Yeah.
Guess what? That's if anything, that's an open doorway towards a global government.
I was just going to say, Rob, and we were talking about this earlier today, and one of the gentlemen here is somebody that has seen from the other side of the proverbial curtain that came from Russia, and we've been having many interesting conversations today. I said something about, geez, if 30% of the people in this country understood what was going on, 30% is all we're going to need. And Richard, because 2/3 of the people or whatever are going to tune you off, these are the same people that will tune off the instruction manual. We were demonstrating how they're taking step by step by step up the gallows themselves, putting the noose around their neck and hanging themselves with it. You don't see Ron Paul out there talking about 9/11, but you do see Ron Paul out there talking about the Federal Reserve and the IRS.
Well, I heard Barry Goldwater talk about that, and boy, what happened to Barry Goldwater? Everybody that was on welfare, everybody that had a government job voted against Barry Goldwater, and they buried him.
It was a much different nation. I mean, and that's an interesting topic because just the other night I was listening to Ronald Reagan's speech, and I think 63 for Goldwater, A Time to Choose. And if Ron Paul gave that speech verbatim today, it would rock the place. And that's another thing. I hope we can transition away from this kind of useless scuffling until, you know, let's talk about Ron Paul and why the Ron Paul movement is succeeding where these other movements have failed because it's substantive
and
there is an end goal.
And where is the majority of the support coming from right now? And that's coming from college-age kids.
Exactly.
The kids are starting to find out. The younger generation, the very people, Richard, that are going to replace you and I, and this is the people that he is touching right now. You may see, and I'll tell you what, we're going to need a good Texas tailwind and a lot of luck for this to happen.
Yep.
But imagine if Ron Paul gets the nomination and the nod from the Republicans, and he's running against the likes, and I have no doubt it's going to be Hillary Clinton. He's going to chew her up and spit her out. Now
you get this nasty socialist wench, and there gets Ron Paul. Because, listen, and that's another key to this and why supporting Ron Paul financially is so important. I mean, I'm a big supporter of the 5th of November idea to donate $100 apiece to raise $10 million on one single day for Ron Paul. That's incredible. Because if you keep Ron Paul on there, as these other candidates, the Brownbacks knocked out, Duncan Hunter, Tom Tancredo's probably next, and I happen to like Duncan Hunter quite a bit as well, even though he's kind of a controlled candidate.
Right.
It gets a lot harder to dodge a guy when there's only 3 or 4 candidates on stage compared to 9.
Imagine,
and it becomes pretty obvious.
Yeah, imagine, if you would, Rob, more than 4 or 6 or 8 minutes of a 2-hour debate that this man has more time to speak. Any time that I've watched Ron Paul, it's almost like the sands of the hourglass have been extremely accelerated, and he's got to talk fast, otherwise he's out of time. Imagine if Ron Paul has more time to explain his positions and why he is saying the things that he is saying.
Yeah, I was watching C-SPAN this morning. I think it was Washington Journal. And where they just have a guy basically reading out of the newspaper and he poses a question for callers. And the question was, is the media biased regarding the 2008 election? And I swear, John, at least 85% of the callers were, yes, I'd like to hear more of Ron Paul, or you know, we support Ron Paul. Why is the media burying him? This is on both sides.
Yeah. And
I mean, it was amazing.
And what he's doing, and here's the draw that he's getting. You know, and we talked about this before. I don't want to dive down this rabbit hole and start a cat fight here. But, Rob, you said it earlier. You know, who are the ones that are coming in and on the 9/11 issue? You've got a litany of socialists. You've got a litany of cardboard communists. And they have their own agenda. And they all hate George Bush. Hell, I dislike the man. I'd much rather have Ahmadinejad as president of this country than I do George Bush. Because I know what Bush is about. I know what his grand plans are. I know his lineage. I know his daddy. And I know what the game plan is. You know, I mean, it's just... Appreciate your call, Richard.
The thing with socialism is, I mean, it's sort of like saying, well, I have a tumor, and the only way to cure it is to smoke an extra pack a day. It doesn't make sense. They understand government is corrupt and evil, so they want more government. It's a total paradox. And that's why, I mean, to me, socialists, you know, are mostly people that don't realize what socialism is. You know, they don't study history. They say, well, you know, healthcare for everybody, free healthcare, it sounds good.
Yeah.
But in reality, it ain't free. It's coming out of your pocket, and you're actually paying more for crappier healthcare. They don't look into that.
No,
they say, well, Canada's statistics are better. They don't realize that the statistics are fudged. And you have all these Canadians that actually have the money. They come into the Upper Peninsula in Michigan and Minnesota and so on to get healthcare in this country.
That's right. Vicky in Idaho. Hello, Vicky. Vicky, are you there?
Hi. I've researched both 9/11 and North American Union, and they are related. 9/11 was the enabling act, basically to enable the stand up of the North American Union. Dick Cheney and David Addington, their goal was to, you know, increase the power of the presidency, to basically be a dictator in effect, you know, to ignore our laws, to ignore the Constitution. And in order to stand up the North American Union, that is what must be done. They have to ignore the Constitution. Okay, now, as far as what this young man, you know, with the agenda that he has, you know, with the Federal Reserve, you know, talking about the Federal Reserve part of it is fine, but I'd bet anything that what he also supports is getting rid of the IRS and replacing it with the fair tax.
I don't know. Why don't we ask him a question before we make that assumption? Rob?
No, yeah, I think the fair tax, I mean, in the short term, from what I've known about and I've talked to the fair tax people, it's better than the income tax, but that's like saying, oh, you'd rather get stabbed than shot. It's not that much. It's not a long-term solution.
Yeah.
There's no
doubt. Well, let me tell you something about the fair tax. The fair tax is the same as a Canadian goods and services tax.
Exactly.
And the idea behind the fair tax is to harmonize our taxing system with Canada and Mexico. And there are so many bad things about the fair tax, I could spend an hour and a half just talking about that. But suffice it to say that with a sales tax on goods and services, your representatives in Congress won't have to look you in the eye when they raise that tax.
Sure.
You know, it's easier to raise a sales tax than it is an income tax.
Vicky, do you remember, gosh, this is better than 10 years ago, Dianne Feinstein, she was quoted as saying as she gleefully got off an airplane because they were trying to install more draconian measures about gun laws. And she was just in a giddy state. And she went on and on, and then she said something, and she had never repeated it since. Well, when we're taxing you at 80 or 85%, you never heard her make that statement again.
Yeah.
And like Canada, what are they paying in taxes in Canada? 50, 60% when you take all the taxes into consideration?
58%. Yeah.
58? Okay.
Yep.
Well, it would be close to that with the fair tax because, number one, they're dishonest about the rate.
Mm-hmm.
The rate is not 23%, it's 30%.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't include state taxes. So you'd have to add your state taxes on top of that 30% rate.
Which the states that don't have state income taxes are going to have to follow suit and raise the sales tax.
Well, even the states that have income tax, they will have to get rid of the income tax and go to a sales tax, because the whole design of their state income tax is based upon the federal income tax.
Right.
So, and deductions and everything, it parallels the federal income tax. So if you get rid of the federal income tax, they will have to get rid of their state income tax. They'll have to replace it with the sales tax.
Well, we need a complete banking reform.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not going to be a, you know, Ron Paul gets elected and by 2010 everything is okay. I mean, this is just building the foundation to take our republic back. I mean, and I believe me, I've been supporting Ron Paul all along. This is not a shot at Ron Paul. I'm getting more callers saying that I'm taking out Ron Paul at the knees. The fact is, this man cannot fix it all by himself.
That's right.
But if nothing else, this is one hell of a statement that says we the people still have a voice, that we still have a guy that we can recognize between all of the other shills on stage and Mike Huckabee, who is pushing the fair tax. You see how they're setting him up to be kind of the fake Ron Paul kind of controlled internet candidate. I mean, he's got 350 paid bloggers out there trying to spread his message on the internet.
Vicki, hang on a second. Winston, Phil, and others will get to all of your calls. My guest today, Mr. Rob Bishop, will continue this conversation right after this short break for the network.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out in school? That's what they said the Constitution was. about. Wasn't that the idea when we started out? At school, that's what they said the Constitution was about. Wasn't that the idea when we started out? At school, that's what they said the Constitution was about.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry about that. I had to say goodbye to my friends that were in studio with me for a little while earlier today. Rob, let's take another call here. Winston in Vancouver, Canada. Hello, Winston.
Hey, guys. Hi, Rob. Hi, John.
Hi.
Hello, sir.
Thanks. Thanks for taking my call. I'm really honored to talk to you, John. I love the Republic Broadcast Network and a lot of great broadcasting. I'd just like to say that first.
Well, I appreciate you saying that.
Yeah. But yeah, I have to respectfully disagree with you guys today, and I'm going to tell you why. I do agree with Vicky from Idaho on the connection between using the 9/11 attacks as a catalyst for the North American Union. For other things, I'll tell you my own experience. 9/11 Truth opened my eyes to all the other issues as well. All the, you know, the banking, the banksters, the IRS. I certainly don't disrespect the United States and our fine people. Our own government here in Canada is treasonous in on the NAU. They back the lies of 911 so that our sons and daughters can go die in fake wars.
And you've heard me say on this program that it was the enabler that allowed them to do that, to kick the police state. I mean, Bill Clinton was involved in this. George Bush Sr. was involved in this. But that was the catalyst. That was their enabler.
Yep.
And I do not disagree with that.
Yep. And like I say, John, I just respectfully disagree with you guys, and you know my heart's with you, but I believe that the 911 truth is, it's for me, it's the point of the spear. That you can look, you can see the door is open to the truth for the people to see for a time, and you know we all know that may change, but that's just my opinion, guys. I just wanted to put my opinion out there. And
well, I appreciate that, Winston, and I'll agree with you. Look what who did the movie JFK?
Oliver Stone.
There you go. And a lot of people, until they saw that movie, you know, they'd heard, you know, little rumors about JFK, but there was a lot of fact that was in that movie.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And it woke a lot of people up. And it started a whole nother generation of people that looked into the assassination of John F. Kennedy. And go ahead.
Let me just try to do it right before the break. I mean, you know, the thing with 9/11, A, it doesn't matter what brought the buildings down. If the official story is true, LIHOP, MIHOP, PODS, the Enterprise firing a photon torpedo, it doesn't matter. This was, I mean, nothing like this would happen unless the hierarchy of the government and the government above the government wanted it to. And in that, you're right. But just getting focused on, was it 7-second free fall speed or 11-second? Was it Thermate or was it space beam? None of that really matters in the end.
I don't
it
focus
really
on
doesn't.
That.
I'm sorry, what
focus.
Did you say, Winston?
I don't focus on that. Overall, there's no doubt. There's no doubt. There's nothing true about their story. About the government story. No, nothing. Nothing's true about it, so, you know, it breaks my heart, you know, and so that's where I sit, guys. Thanks for hearing me out.
All right, Winston, I appreciate your call very much. All right, we'll take the break here. Hour two of the National Intel Report coming up. And while we're on the subject, let me tie JFK and the Fed together for you. There's some information you may have not have heard. Maybe you've done your research. Maybe you even know more than me. But at any rate, we'll talk about it after the top of the hour break. Hour two of the National Intel Report coming up, and we'll do that right after this.